And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports. And on this edition of the Senior Spotlight, Caitlin Smoody joins us here. And Caitlin, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Let's introduce yourself and your family members.
So I am the oldest of my family. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad are Tom and Jenny Smoody. And then my brother, who is in ninth grade. And his name is Mitchell.
Okay. Well, you're very active in a lot of things here at Piers Healy High. Talk about some of the activities that keeps Caitlin Smoody busy.
So I am the vice president of band, the vice president of BPA, and then I am also, I was a captain for the tennis team, and then I am in web and peer helping.
Okay. Well, what are some of those duties you mentioned, especially your vice presidential duties here? What do they have you doing there? What does Mr. Poland expect of a vice president?
So pretty much you go to almost all of the pep bands and take attendance, and then you go and follow everyone around and kind of make sure everyone's doing everything correctly, and then you also kind of communicate with the other people and just try and make sure everything's going smoothly.
You're a saxophonist, am I correct?
Yep.
All right. Talk about your experience in band and what impact that's had on you and what you've learned and just how fun it's been.
So some people may call me a band nerd, but I am also involved in jazz band, and we go and we have so much fun traveling and going to Eau Claire and Duluth, and sometimes we just slip in some random things like this coming Monday, we are going to a conference to play for the superintendent people.
Okay.
At Craigens.
You're the entertainment.
Yep.
Okay. Are you in the pit band for the musical coming up?
Nope.
No, you're not. Okay. As far as, is there anything unexpected you thought, if I remember right, it was like third or fourth grade. Is that when you actually start band, you choose an instrument? And was saxophone your first choice or no?
Nope, my first choice was actually flute. And then in probably about eighth grade, I switched. And then that's when I got started in learning the saxophone and joining jazz band. And then ever since then, I've been incorporated in both.
Is there a partition of band that you enjoy, the concert band, the jazz band, pep band? Is there an area that you really enjoy more than one or the other?
I think jazz band or pep band, just because we get to learn and meet new people that we haven't seen in like concert band. Mm-hmm. And then we all start to get to be one big family.
Yeah, well, it's I know as part of that saxophone section, it's a very impressive section here. I go to the concerts here and I'm amazed by I'm a former saxophone, alto sax, barry sax player myself, so I always kind of keep an eye on the saxophone section. Talk about your tennis career here, and I'm sure that flew by. I mean, talk about playing tennis for the Pioneers and what that meant to you.
So I have actually been playing tennis since as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And when Mr. Dobis was here, Chris Dobis, he actually was kind of like a father figure to me. He was always pushing me to be better, and he was always saying, oh, yeah, you can do this, and yeah, you can try this, and blah, blah, blah. And so then after that, when he left, the whole team just hit it hard. Mm-hmm. And we regrouped, and we got up there, and now we took, I believe it was third for a team in the sections, and then or in conference and stuff, and then as individuals I played with Abby Andrea. Mm-hmm. And we took third in sections as well, and we just missed state by one spot.
Would you what's the difference between being a singles player, doubles player? I mean, singles and doubles is pretty explanatory, but personal wise, do you have a favorite or a preference?
I love doubles. Okay. I love working with the other and getting to know them and stuff. But
just the communication.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're kind of pretty much binded as sisters, and you have to know everything at what the other player would be. While singles, you are just relying on yourself to get to every ball and try and keep it constant with the other one.
And yeah. And you're also involved in the spring sport. You're a great track member of the track team too.
Yeah. Last year I did pretty much just a 200, open one, or 4x1.
Okay. Looking forward to that one too.
Yeah,
that's it's going to be fun, a fun spring for the girls. Talk about some of the other classes that you take. What about the academic portion of Caitlin Smooty's schedule? What keeps you busy in the classroom?
Pretty much just keeping up with all the homework and studying and making sure everything's going all right.
Do you take any advanced placement classes right now to get some credits? And
yeah, I'm taking a art class, a business class, and then just a couple other ones just to fill my generals.
Sure. You're wearing a Minnesota State University Moorhead sweatshirt as we do this interview. Is that kind of where you're leaning here? Is that a signal that you're headed to be a Dragon? Or
yep, I was accepted in June, and I just confirmed everything, and now I'm going to there for the fall.
Okay, what type of program are you looking at Moorhead?
Business administration and management with possibly a minor in accounting.
Okay, did dad mom kind of steer you in that direction, or how much influence have they had in that decision for you?
Well, it wasn't really that much of an influence. I kind of I took a career planning class this summer, and I took a whole bunch of tests, and that's pretty much what it led me to.
Okay. One of your helper program here at Peers, what does that all involve, and what is your role there?
So peer helping is pretty much just working with the kids that might be in school or might just need some guidance when they come into school, or just if they're a new student, you just kind of want to help them and try and relax, or if they have any troubles, you always are going to be that person that they could be able to talk to.
What age group are you talking about as far as helping out?
Pretty much at school. It is mainly seventh, new students that come in.
Okay. How do you get paired up with them? The teacher of the program? Or
yep, it's you. Miss Keith is the head person, and then you talk to them or say that you want to get paired, and she will find someone fitting for you.
Okay. As far as the web, too, I see you're involved in that. What is web? And also BPA. I mean, that a couple of other programs that keep you busy.
So web is for the seventh graders that are transitioning into the high school, and it stands for Where Everyone Belongs.
Okay.
And you just pretty much try and help them ease everything and try and help them with their classes. And on the first day, you'll stand in the hall, and if they have any questions, you can go and ask and just pretty much try and help them.
And what type of BPA projects are you involved in?
So I am currently doing a online BPA contest. Okay. Where you go and you take pictures of anything that you can hang up in a business professional area, and then I'm also doing interview skills and possibly one other, but I don't know yet.
Okay, how am I doing in these interview skills? How would you grade me on the BPA?
You're doing
okay.
Good.
Okay. What do you think you'll miss most about high school?
Probably just the students and the teachers, since they're just so friendly and school. You get to know everyone, so it's just one big family that we have.
Yeah. As far as things that you do, what hobbies do you have? What fun things are there for Caitlin Smooty?
I feel just hang out with family, work, or study.
Okay. Do you have a long summer? Is it like an August start for you? Or
So in June, in the beginning of June, you have to go and you get all of your class registrations, and it's kind of like a freshman orientation. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of August, it's like probably the last week I start.
Okay. Totally different topic. Just throw something. What's the funnest trip you've ever been on? What's memory?
So just last year we went to California. It's impossible.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Traveling is a wonderful thing. Well, good luck at Moorhead, and good luck the rest of your senior year here, Caitlin.
Thank you.
All right. That's Caitlin Smooty, our latest senior spotlight here on You Are There Sports. We thank her for joining us.